Nothing like a cup of coffee on a drizzly Seattle morning.
Knock, knock.
Oh, Marco, good morning.
Hi there, Tiger. Rawr. Can I borrow some eggs? I had a hot date last night, and I want to impress them with a frittata.
Them?
Hey, I'm just trying to stay on top of the trends. Keeps me young.
Help yourself to the eggs.
Do you want to come over and meet them? They're Romanian circus folk.
Oh, gotta take a rain check. I have to pick up my cousin Katie from the bus station. She's moving here.
Cousin Katie?
Yep, my cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Yikes! The time! I'm running late!
Ciao!
Train
25,
bus arrived.
What? Where is everybody? Excuse me, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
The bus 64.
The Midnight Sun Express from Alaska?
Yeah, is it late?
On the contrary, early. Some lady went into labor around Bellingham. The driver did 90 to get her here. That bus came half an hour ago.
Oh, no. How am I going to find my cousin Katie?
Katie from Ketchikan?
What? Yes, you know her?
Well, she saved the day. She delivered the baby. There she is!
Oh, cousin Katie!
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Oh, Lena, look at me. Small town girl taking the big city by a storm.
Oh. I heard you had an eventful trip. You saved the day.
Oh, pshaw. Once you've delivered a caribou calf, a human baby is a piece of cake. Just reach in, grab on, and twist it out.
I'm sorry I wasn't here to meet you.
Oh, don't worry. I was fine. I'll admit I was a little apprehensive at first. My grandma Shirley took a greyhound to Kansas City in 1945, and she said the bus station was crawling with whoremongers.
What?
Those who monger the whores? They wait for innocent girls like me, and then, with flirtation and sweet alcoholic beverages, they lure them into white slavery. Unless the girl is black, then it's black slavery. But this place is pimp-free as far as the eye can see.
Oh, glad to hear it.
Except for maybe that guy over there by the vending machines. He looks dicey.
Oh, Katie, I was gonna take you over to the Chihuly.
Great! I love Mexican food! Oh boy, that monorail was like a trip to the future. You look a little pale.
Oh, sorry. The ticket price for the Garden of Glass was a bit of a shocker.
Oh, look at all these glass things.
Yeah, a lot of glass, all right.
Wow.
Wonder how they made it.
Well, it's just melted sand with a crayon thrown in for color.
Uh-huh. I bet you don't have anything like this in Alaska.
Actually, there's an Inuit word that I can't remember, but it means when a bear pees on the bush in the winter and it freezes before it all drips to the ground.
Oh. That sounds,
Yeah, it's pretty, all right. But word to the wise, leave it outside.
I consider myself warned.
It reminds me of my grandma Shirley.
Was she an artist?
No, but she was always ordering things from the back of the TV guide. She has a whole shelf of what she calls her knickety-knacks. This is like that, but bigger. She also had a Thomas Kincaid.
My little girl!
Ma'am, what's wrong?
It's my daughter. She's climbed up there.
Into the Chihuly? Into that, thing?
Yes, she's in the clutches of that artwork. Oh. Won't somebody do something?
Stand back! Stand back! We're the 911 guys. We have it under control. Everybody just calm the freak down.
That was quick. Back in Ketchikan, it's all volunteered. Sometimes the fellas show up snockered.
Can you get my daughter?
We're not sure, ma'am. All of us might be just too heavy. We don't know if that marvel of color and light will hold our weight.
Are you just going to leave her up there?
We're trying to get a hold of one of Dale Chihuly's assistants.
Oh, how hard can that be? There's like 100 of them.
Huh. Hey, why don't I just shimmy on up.
Oh, Katie, no!
Oh, it's fine. I climb glaciers back home. And I'm just a wee slip of a thing.
Look! That brave young woman is climbing that blob of
glass! Hey, little girl.
Hi,
I'm Katie from Ketchikan.
I'm Alice.
Whoa. Whew. Well, you, young lady, have given your mother quite a scare.
I didn't mean to. I was just trying to figure out what this thing was. The little sign says, frightened sea cucumber embracing a wilted sunflower in a July snowstorm. But that's just dumb.
It is a little confusing, isn't it? Okay, hop on my back.
She saved the girls! They're climbing down! Yay!
Relationship with the master of glass. What do you say we head back to my place for some cocoa?
It's a plan!
Quite a day you've had.
Bingo.
Do you like Seattle, Katie?
No.
No?
No, I don't like Seattle.
I love it!
Oh. You know what one of my favorite things is?
What?
Lake Union.
Yeah, there's some beautiful views of it from Queen Anne and Capitol Hill.
I love that Lake Union looks like a uterus.
What?
It's U-shaped with those two canals where the fallopian tubes would be.
Oh, Katie.
Well, I gotta get me some shut-eye. Tomorrow, I gotta find a job. Good night, Lena.
Good night, Cousin Katie.
Eye of the Beholder was recorded live at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington, on January 28, 2013. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen, and our sound technician was Jordan Sell. Elizabeth Austin's poem, The Girl Who Goes Alone, was commissioned by Richard Hugo House for the 2009 literary series. It appears in the chapbook, The Girl Who Goes Alone, from Floating Bridge Press, 2010, and the full-length collection, Every Dress a Decision, published by Blue Begonia Press, 2011. You can follow Sandbox Radio on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast at the iTunes Store. Find out more about Sandbox Radio, the Sandbox Artist Collective, send us an email, and access our podcast archive at thesandboxac.org. Thanks for listening.